Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight
Lord,
by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th day of December. Usually we have Professor McCanny with us, but... Jim, are you with us, sir?
John, I am here.
Oh, you are. Okay. We weren't sure there for a moment. Thank you, sir. Well, let me do a quick introduction. Professor McCanny, he taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 12. Is it 12 books, Jim?
I think so. 12.
Okay.
And a few white papers.
Yes. And a few white papers, many videos. And a weekly radio talk show with not one but 2 radio shows, an advanced amateur archaeologist. He consults with foreign governments about archaeology matters, and in general, a man about town. Okay, Jim, your website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Each week, Jim, that we talk is more bizarre than the week before, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, John, you know, when Obama was in office, they destroyed the military. And going back into Bush and after the 9/11, I mean, they took the military and just, they went to Afghanistan, they went to Iraq, they did not fund replacement parts, they just burned it up, literally.
Right.
And that carried through Obama. He didn't do anything. Trump comes along and builds up the military without having wars, which was a stroke of genius. He's the first president that didn't cater to the military-industrial complex by having wars to get their stuff. He said, here, I'll give you your stuff and more, and we'll really build up the military, and you don't have to go to war. And so, like, well, gee, that's a good idea.
Well, in addition, now, Jim, I know you're busy. 2 days ago, the president did something regarding national defense. There's something called at the Pentagon the Defense Policy Board. These are civilians that act as advisors for the military, which used to have until they got fired. Madeleine Albright and Henry Kissinger, they're gone. They've been fired. Now we have 8 or 9 new people, including Newt Gingrich in there, patriots that the president can count on. That just happened 2 days ago, Jim. So, yeah, the president, December 15th, 14th, the president continues to put in place the things he will need to save the republic. He's not acting like a guy who plans on going into retirement in 5 or 6 weeks. Not at all, is he?
Well, yeah, what I was going to say was that the irony here was that he would build up the military and then Biden would come along with going back to, you know, New World Order policies, basically the CIA running everything as before, and with the military that Trump built up. But, you know, this, and I have heard also, and you can comment on this also, is that, the, you know, all of these court cases are moot because you're dealing with just deep state judges and, you know, long-term deep state entrenched people, you know, making the decisions in these court cases and legislative cases that are coming up. But the real issue here is the treason, and that would be handled by the military. Right. What is your belief on that?
Well, in 2 days, the Director of National Intelligence releases a report that will document the voter fraud and crimes that took place. That report may also include the crimes committed by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris regarding the Chinese and money laundering and those affiliated crimes. Point being, the report Friday may give the president the legal authority he needs to implement the Insurrection Act and use the military to start making arrests of these treasonous actors such as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and others, many others that are all throughout the government and possibly private sector also. I wouldn't exclude that in the least. In addition, Jim, 2 days ago, six state legislatures submitted their own electors to Vice President Pence. And Vice President Pence has a responsibility of accepting or rejecting the electors that are presented to him. There's a high likelihood that he will accept the electors appointed by the state legislators in these six states and reject the ones that were appointed by the governors, which would throw the election into the House of Representatives, giving each of the 50 states one vote for president, and in the U.S. Senate for vice president, which each of the 50 states having one vote for vice president. It easily could go that direction, Jim. We're certainly in historic times here that there is no precedent for. The things we're going to see the next 5 or 6 weeks have never happened before in this republic, Jim, ever.
Well, and some of those events where Congress has to accept the Electoral College vote is in January. I believe it's like January 3rd or something.
Right, right. And that's up to the vice president as to which Electoral College votes he accepts and which ones he rejects. So this is a pretty big deal, and it's moving forward pretty quickly. Today is the 16th of December. We got the 18th in 2 days. Just over 2 weeks, we've got the first week of January. So I'm on pins and needles waiting to see what's going to happen. I really want to see the president reelected. I hate to see the lockdowns continue and the vaccines continue. They began distribution of those yesterday. I guess you saw that, didn't you, Jim?
Well, yeah. With the first one, everybody was just giddy. You know, but in the United Kingdom, they've already gone through their complete national vaccination. The day they finished it, which was 2 days ago, they made an announcement that there was a alteration of COVID-19, or what do you call it, a mutation.
Right.
And so the shot that they just gave doesn't cover it. So there's still going to be lockdowns. Now, how, you know, you didn't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that they were going to pull that one.
Right, right. Well, Australia stopped their vaccination program because of people being vaccinated were testing positive for HIV.
Right.
Of course, the authorities call it a false positive. Well, a false positive means you don't have it. This is not a false positive. It's a true positive. You actually do have the HIV in your blood, or you wouldn't be testing positive. Correct, Jim?
Well, and also, nobody ever explained where these people got the virus, the COVID virus that they were supposedly testing. And what they did is that out of 30,000 people, somebody was explaining this to me, out of 30,000 people, only 105 were given a semblance of the virus. And where did they even get this? So this was like a, you know, what they call I forget the term. Fauci is always saying it. Like a double standard test.
Right.
In which, but only 105 people out of the 30,000 even got the virus. And allegedly, because they don't know what the virus is, nobody's ever isolated it. So the question is, what did they build the vaccine around? And then what else did they include? What else, you know, it's this word vaccine. They use it like global warming or gender right. identity or something, which is this big, broad stroke, which it has no meaning at all. So what did they develop? What did they do? What were their standards? All we know is it's a DNA, RNA-related new technology, which nobody has ever done before.
Right.
What I predicted, John, was that now you're going to start to see the birth defects. Remember a thing called thalidomide?
Oh,
they
yes.
were giving to mothers?
I know a woman who is a thalidomide person, yes.
And yes. The birth defects that came along, and then they go, oops, doggone it, how could that possibly happen? But I'm predicting that that's what's going to happen here. You're going to see massive birth defects on a national scale.
Well, I also recall the swine flu vaccine from the mid-1970s, which I was ready to get it. Thank goodness I was advised not to get it by my first wife, who was an RN. And I know people whose lives were devastated, even to this day, half a century later. Their lives are still devastated by the swine flu vaccine from the 1970s. And, of course, many people just died outright.
Yeah, so anyway, don't take the vaccine. Just and I don't know what Trump is doing and why he's pushing it. But it's like you got to take the good with the bad when you're dealing with presidents.
Trump, the president's in a position where he has to maintain credibility. Too many people in this country, at least half the people in this country, believe vaccines are good, that they're real, that they work. And he can't afford at the moment, anyway, to lose half the people.
Right.
Telling the truth, unfortunately. That's an unfortunate reality. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Hello, gentlemen. I think the reason the president, I don't think he could not be behind these vaccine development just because of all the Republicans in Congress that are tied to Big Pharma. You know, he couldn't
right.
risk.
Yeah, it's so deep.
You know,
it's so deep and wide.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because Big Pharma is supposed to be the biggest lobby group as far as categories
yes.
in Congress. They're supposed to be bigger than defense contractors.
Bigger than defense, if you can imagine that. Yes, it's been that way for a long time.
I also heard that what Pfizer tested as the placebo to these people was the meningitis vaccine. So, you know, that vaccine has all this crap in it, and they do that frequently, and they're allowed to get away with that. And that way, there's a certain number of people that are going to have reactions to all those ingredients in the vaccine, and then they'll be able to say, well, the reactions to the real vaccine was no different than the reaction to the placebo, you know.
Well, there were people that died, and the first thing they should do when they're doing a test of a vaccine is to make sure that everybody they have in the pool is healthy, you know. And then there were people dying in Brazil, for example, and they go, oh, well, you know, people die. You know, well,
but,
didn't you test
you
the
know,
people to make sure they were healthy before you started the trial? You know, it nothing makes any sense. I mean, if you're trying to look for logic or sense, nothing here makes any sense at all. At all.
They shouldn't even be giving these vaccines to unhealthy people But yet, all they test is healthy people on these trials, and then they say, oh, yeah, it's good for everyone. Come and get it.
So. Well, there were so many people that have so-called tested positive. You should not be giving a vaccine to anyone who tested positive in the real world. But, of course, the positive tests are false, mainly. That's one issue. But if you assume that the PCR test is real and that all these people have tested positive, they should not be getting a vaccination. It's like if you got measles, don't give you a measles shot. You already have it, and your body is already working on it. And the only thing that can happen now is your own body defenses standing up against it. So, and they're not talking about that at all. It's like, well, everybody's supposed to get this vaccination, in spite of the fact that, probably 50% of the country now has been tested, and 80% of them have been positive. So why would you give a vaccine to somebody that's tested positive?
Well, I heard a blurb yesterday they're running it on the mainstream media. They asked some doctor or something, well, if you've had COVID and you've recovered, do you still need to get the vaccine? And they said, oh, yes, because your natural immunity might only last for 3 months. Have you heard
that? No, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. What your body builds up an immunity, it's like measles. I had measles when I was a kid, and I had all of the standard kid things that people would get, 50 years ago. I had them all, but you have immunity for life. In fact, the mothers can give that immunity temporarily for short term to their babies. And so, the amount of science here, there is no science. It's like we're wasting airtime, and I'm not criticizing you for bringing these up, but in a sense, we're wasting airtime talking about this because nothing at all makes any sense about anything they're doing, anything they've done. You have states like Minnesota shutting down again, and people rebelling now. 150 businesses as of today will open up in Minneapolis against the governor's edicts. So, people are getting tired of it. People in L.A. are being shut down. And, you have a county government shutting L.A. down. It's crazy. It's just a shooting match, and there's clearly no science here. There are no adults in the room, as an expression goes.
I've got a question. I know you said that on about this this near, I don't know what you would call it, where Saturn and Jupiter are supposed to like get so close that like one oblong. What part of the sky and what time is going to be the best viewing for that?
I'm not sure. Because, I'm going to talk about that on my show tomorrow night, that this is there are people that are saying, oh, this is the Christmas star, and it's going to happen on, what, the 21st of December? I'm not sure. But any time in the night sky, I would say go out and look. But the point is that these are planetary alignments, and they are very short term. They're very. They only last a few hours, so it could not be the Christmas star. And this is a visual alignment, understand. This is not a physical alignment where you have the sun and earth and these planets somehow lined up, which would might affect things from a electrical point of view. And if that were the case, I would be talking about it. This is a visual alignment and nothing more.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break.
All right. That's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you, Sherry.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th of December. Visiting Professor James McCanney, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Tell people, Jim, how they can listen to your two radio shows live and to your archives, please, sir.
Thanks, John. Every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, as it has been weekly for 20 years now. And all of the archives are on my webpage. Also, John, I'm setting up some podcast stations, and that's going to be a little bit of a conversion on how I present the show, but it'll always be free, and just to get it out there, you know, a little bit farther. And then also the paid cast, which is a weekly update on scientific topics, which has been converted into my education program. And I also have a Patreon channel, which I'll be expanding on very soon.
All right. Okay, Jim, any updates on, how about the wing generator? Any updates on that?
Well, I'm getting interest, and I'm discussing with people orders, and some of them fairly large scale developments. So the point is, people want to be off the grid. And I've also introduced for some of those people the wing generators, industrial equipment, and it's really high-level equipment. So for some low-end customers, small, very small ones, up to 10 kilowatts, I've introduced what I call the multi-blade systems. They're about 60% of the cost. They're not as efficient, and they're like home-quality equipment, but they're very good, and it's a solution for some people who find the wing generator a bit expensive, which they are. That's fine. Right. But the wing generator, once you get up above 10 kilowatts, becomes very economical. And that's it becomes very efficient, very economical. And so for those bigger customers, getting off the grid when they have a big solution, I'm working with a group now, for example, where they're going to have 25 houses with a small number of wing generators providing power to those houses. And so those are the kind of offers that I really like to work with, because it's a lot of equipment in one location, and people are really interested in getting off the grid. And also incorporated are the backup LP, the liquid propane or diesel generators, which I can also now sell into the package. So a lot going on there, a lot going on there.
So the ones for a private home would be a 10 kW. What's the next jump up from that, 15, 20, 25?
Well, the multi-blades go from 1 kilowatt to 10 kilowatts. That's the limit on those. Then the wing generator goes from 2 kilowatts to 250 kilowatts. So 250 kilowatts would be enough for probably 100 houses.
Absolutely.
The rural type of houses. So, you know, there's really a big range in there. And then plus, if people want continuous power, what you call primary power, which means it does not get interrupted. Right. If the wind doesn't blow for a few days or your batteries are depleted, then the backup generator kicks in. And the goal is to run 95% of the time from the wind. That's the way you build these. But for those critical times, if, say, somebody has a farm with 200 head of milking cows, you cannot have the electric go out. But these people are going to start to experience power outages. And, you know, if you're a farmer, if you're a rancher, there are times when you need electricity. And, you know, losing 1,000 head of cattle or something because all of a sudden the electric went out, is not an option. So, you know, we're talking literally in a milk farm. You're talking millions of dollars of investment, millions of dollars worth of value in your livestock. And it all depends on you having electricity. And these people are starting to realize it, that they need. So say for an investment in a wing generator, $150,000, for them, that makes sense. Because not only that, they will stop paying their $20,000 a month electric bill. So it's a no-brainer, really, for a lot of these people that are in business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's good to know, Jim. That's good to know. What's the, if somebody was to start talking with you about the engineering, and so once the engineering was complete and the order's ready to go, what would the turnaround time be to get a wing generator?
Right now, probably over 3 months for the wing generators. The multi-blade systems are like, the smaller ones are a number of weeks. That's another good thing about the small multi-blade systems. They're less expensive. They take less time. The wing generators, just like the LP and diesel generators, are probably looking 3 to 4 months. That's standard in the industry.
All right. Hold on. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back to more here on Wednesday, the 16th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a feature there, top left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Daily intelligence briefing. It's updated every 24 hours, put together on a daily basis by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. You want to know what's going on in North America, South America, Asia, Europe, Africa? This is the place to find out, updated every 24 hours. Right next to that, my friend Sam Andrews of Freedom Center is being sued by a multimillionaire who wants to shut down Freedom Center. They have a legal defense fund. There's a link there for PayPal to make a donation to the legal defense fund. It would help a lot and be greatly appreciated if you can make a donation of any size. Also, my website, if you've got issues with arthritis pain, I got something that will help you. This time of year, people are thinking about health and wellness more than other times of the year as we approach New Year's. The Energy Cleaner will help arthritis pain, will help you sleep better. I'm getting a first batch in tonight from the manufacturer, Tom Berryhill, and getting them shipped out the next couple of days. Get all those back orders caught up. Check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor McCanning. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And if you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Jim, we haven't talked about archaeology for a while. Any word on what's going on with the Nazca lines, for example?
Well, it's really, really interesting. There have been a few new ones discovered, and when you look at them, it looks like somebody did this as a prank. But there's some very real work that's going on in the background here, in that the older Nazca lines. When you say Nazca lines, there's an older group of lines that are north of Nazca. It's called Palpa, P-A-L-P-A. And what's interesting is they have a radio antenna array that is completely physical. It's not related to animal shapes or plant shapes or bird shapes or anything like that. It's strictly a fractal antenna design, and it's on kind of a rolling hills area that's right next. It overlooks a river. But the biggest aspect of this is that it points towards the old North Pole. And so anyway, that's something I'm working on right now, and that's the only thing I'm going to mention other than it's very important, because that indicates that that structure was made before the major pole shift, which was around 3,500 years ago, according to Velikovsky anyway. I don't like picking dates, but I would say within the last 10,000 years, when Venus came through and did a pole shift, it's very clear that the old North Pole was up in Hudson's Bay, basically. And this points directly towards that. It's just one other data point. So it's very interesting. And there's a lot of other mathematical structure that's involved in looking at the antennas that are there, the structures at Nazca and Palpa in terms of antenna frequencies, etc., and looking at the logistics of playing these like a big piano for telecommunications to other star systems. So anyway, there's a lot going on there. I just haven't released any of this because I guess I'm a little too busy. I've also have two more books in line for the prime numbers stuff. I've released three books now. It's the original Calculate Primes with the DVD, 3-hour DVD lecture. Then there's the Breaking RSA Codes for Fun and Profit book that came out in 2014. About a year and a half ago, I released the first volume set of the Mathematical Treatise, which is Principles of Prime Numbers, Volume 1. And there's two more volumes that I have mounds of advancements in prime numbers that are yet to come out. So those are some things that I'm working on in the background as time permits.
All right. All right. Jim, we got a call on hold here. We got Pat in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Pat. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi. I just had a quick question about this occurrence in Maine. If they dropped a bomb like that, wouldn't it show up on a graph somewhere, like an earthquake happened?
It showed up as a 3.0 earthquake, is what happened there, Pat. Right.
Okay. I just wondered. I don't know if anybody else had posed that question or not, but it just seems that would be one way to verify that it actually happened.
Right. That's one of the first things we ran across was the seismic activity related to that alleged explosion. I'm wanting to see more verification myself, but we are getting some verification from some trusted sources.
Yeah, well, I trust
them. And when was this, John?
Well, Jim's out of the loop on this. I think it was last Thursday or Friday, Jim, there was a 3.0 earthquake in Maine near the Canadian border. Allegedly, it was a bunker buster bomb that killed a bunch of Chinese soldiers. Steve Quayle reporting this is real. Some other independent journalists are reporting as being real. I haven't seen the evidence I would like to see yet, but I'm going ahead and reporting it because I know that the 3.0 earthquake was recorded, and that that's an area known to be seismically neutral and not have earthquakes for many, many decades in a given at any given time.
Oh, okay. Whoosh.
Okay. Pat, anything else?
No, I appreciate everything that we learned from you guys, so thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Our next caller is Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Hey, John, Professor Jim, I do have a question for the professor. About a month ago, I think we had an announcement that China had landed on the moon to collect rocks. Now, does that, since it was an unmanned mission, were they able to do that? Because I think I've heard you and some others said that you couldn't land on the moon for a lot of radiation problems, but. Do you think they really landed on the moon, or is that just propaganda?
Well, my understanding is they landed on the moon with a Chang'e 5 spacecraft. I just saw an update where they got their drilling and got their rocks, and this was like a day ago where they were ready to launch and take off and then come back to Earth, which now they have to meet up, I believe, kind of like the old Apollo program scenario where they have to meet up with another spacecraft that's orbiting the moon and then fly back to Earth, come in the atmosphere, land, etc. And so that's the China did have, or was it Japan, I'm sorry, just recently landed on an asteroid. That's another story. I don't want to mix that in here. But it's very possible. The Russians landed on the moon in the 1960s and brought back moon rocks. I'm of the opinion that we still haven't seen the real lunar surface. When China landed on the far side of the moon, it was like a year ago or 2 years ago, I forget. And allegedly, they had a camera that showed this little lunar buggy driving off into the sunset. Looked like a studio to me. The only real independent spacecraft that was about to land on the lunar surface was an Israeli craft that was involved in an XPRIZE. And they actually got the money for the XPRIZE. It was a number of millions of dollars. But as the craft was going down, it had all kinds of failures at the same time, and telemetry failures and rocket failures. And oddly enough, it was JPL, NASA, who was doing the communications link for this company. And so the spacecraft crash landed, and it would have been the first independent verification that the lunar surface that we've been shown, this like kind of rolling hills with a crater here and there and a couple rocks with this quarter inch of fine dust on it, that's the lunar surface. And that's what they showed in Apollo. That's what they showed in these Chinese ones, which looked very much like a warehouse, a studio. So I don't think we have seen the lunar surface yet. And China, I think, is somehow corroborating with this fantasy that that's what the lunar surface looks like. So at any rate, I think the judgment is still out on that, but technically there's not an issue with them landing, picking up rocks, and bringing them back.
One more thing while I got you, Professor Jim. And this is just a pet peeve, but I want to see what you think. I've been like an amateur astronomer since I was a kid and watched all the, Gemini, Apollo, whatever. There seems to be, with NASA, for example, they've got to rename things. When I was a kid, it was either you were weightless or you were in zero G. Now, with all this, where they launched the four guys up to the space station here a couple months ago, now it's microgravity, and that's not only that, but I went to Mexico when I was a kid and saw the pyramid of the sun and the moon. It was Teotihuacan. Now it's Teotihuacan. Now, why do they just change names? Did they do it just to get their names in print? That irks me.
I was not aware that somebody was playing with terms on Teotihuacan. Teotihuacan is the the Spanish pronunciation. And typically what happened is they took the Aztec words and just kind of wrote them out with English, you know, with Arabic letters, you know, to make it sound the same. That's very typical. I was not aware of somebody changing that.
If it has microgravity, does that mean when they float things around up in space and the capsule, it actually does weigh something? It just seems like they do it just to change things for the sake of changing.
Right. Yeah. I agree. There's all kinds of changing of names and meanings of words and things like that. But microgravity is, it's a term I've heard a long time ago, so it may be, you know, new in the popular press. You know how the popular press, like you say, they get a word and it's kind of a buzzword and it, like, you know, I think it makes geeks feel good that they're somehow progressing in science when they change from zero gravity or, you know, weightlessness to something else. It's like a little... It's like a step up in their vocabulary, but literally they're weightless, unless it's spinning or something like that, then that would give you a centrifugal force. But yeah, it's just, yeah, it's another term. Somebody likes the buzzword. And, it's, if you look at anything else, like we're just talking about vaccines, people talk about vaccines like they just fall off of trees. You know, and that you spend certain number of months and there's a vaccine and it's supposed to work. And it's like stupid. People are, you know, it's the Big Pen United States mentality that it's use it today, throw it away tomorrow. There's no value in things, you know, or like global climate change or, you know, how that migrated from the greenhouse effect to global heating to global climate change. You know, and that was another case where it migrated and then all the news media picked up the buzzwords and ran with them and didn't realize that the reason people don't talk about the greenhouse effect anymore, which is the whole idea of carbon dioxide heating up a planet, it doesn't work. It doesn't work on Venus where they have massive amounts of CO2. So how could it possibly work on Earth? And then you have the issues like, when you drive your car down the street or you burn nuclear fuel in a big nuclear reactor for electricity or coal or anything else or even geothermal, that 70% of that heat goes up into the atmosphere right now. So what are you worried about CO2 for? 70% of what you're burning, that heat goes right into the atmosphere. So, you know, it's looking for science in public news is you're not going to find it. It's people picking up a buzzword, and it drives me crazy because of all the people running around talking about global climate change, none of them understand these simple principles and never taken time to think about it, let alone read into it. And this is just the first layer of the onion. So yeah, and that's a trick too, to keep people, you know, kind of the dumbed down public, to keep them dumbed down, is changing the terminology, changing names, changing definitions, etc.
Okay, that's what I was driving at. There had to be some reason for it. But one more thing back on the moon thing. Pat Shannon wrote a book back in, I think it's 2012. Well, everything they ever told me was a lie. And he quotes you in there on the moon landing. he lists just a lot of anomalies that have never been explained. Plus, he does go into a lot of other subjects like 9/11, the JFK assassination. It's a good book if anybody wants to read up on that. Thank you, guys.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, Lane, thank you for the call. The call number is 512.
That expression, everything you thought you knew was wrong, came out of the 60s when people started questioning things for the first time. You know, and that was a result of the Vietnam War. You know, all these kids are in college, they're going to college, partying, you know, getting drunk and whatever. All of a sudden the Vietnam War hits and it's like reality flashes. Hey, you're getting a letter in the mail saying you got to go off to this country you didn't even know how to pronounce. 2 weeks ago. Right. And that's when people started to wake up and think. But it was a slow road, because still mixed in there was a lot of misinformation, etc. But we're still dealing with that tremendous amount of disinformation being pumped out every day, terminology, changes of terms. Unless you're really on top of stuff, it's hard to keep up with.
It is. It is very hard to keep up with, absolutely. Well, Jim, what direction you want to go next? We've got a break coming up here.
John, there's a thing called Texit, and it has two meanings. One is that Texas would secede from the Union, which is something going on right now. And then number two is all of these Silicon Valley companies and companies in California are going to Texas, moving there.
Right.
And so anyway, there's two interpretations of that term. And maybe we could talk about that a little bit.
Okay, we'll get back after the break. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word. Victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th of December. Jim, got about 2.5 minutes here, sir.
Well, John, just briefly, this issue of Texas, there's two issues. Will Texas secede from the Union? And there's a lot of opinion on that. But the other one is all of the companies that are moving to Texas and into the Austin, Houston area. So that's a big issue. I am in the process myself of potentially moving to Texas. And so that started a long time ago, but there's, like anything, there's technical issues involved in making those moves. But Texas, very definite good environment to be in, and especially with all of this influx of high-tech companies. But it's going to drain those traditional areas. California used to be the golden state, they called it. Well, not anymore. They destroyed it. You got the Dems in there, and the same thing with New York City. Become a ghost town overnight. That's what happens when you get Democrats. So now if people want to know what Biden would do, just look at L.A., look at New York City, Seattle. They've destroyed it. Nobody wants to be there. It's a place where you cannot exist. So anyway, that's it. I guess just encourage people to go to my webpage. Tomorrow night I'll be talking about Elon Musk and the problems with him trying to go to Mars in the next couple of years. I got some criticism for saying that nobody's going to Mars, so I'm addressing that in a little more detail tomorrow night on my show.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Jim. Glad to have you with us as always. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Thanks, John. Take care, everybody.
Okay. Well, always good to have Jim McCanning with us. Well, we got top of the hour break coming up here in less than a minute. Jeff Nyquist will be with us. He's relocated out of California. He's glad of it. He's had enough of the socialism, the communism, and he moved out to a different state, the north central part of the country, without disclosing that location. So, yes, Jeff is an expert. A bona fide expert on the international communist conspiracy, and it's always good to have Jeff with us. Here's our break.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.